The Business on RT Radio 1 with Ulster Bank. For when you're keen to know what Brexit means for your business, visit ulsterbank.ie/Brexit.
Well, sticking with the arts, as the summer draws to a close, visitor numbers are expected to increase at various galleries around the country. But what goes on behind the scenes? Our reporter Liam Geraghty puts the business of exhibitions in the frame.
Hi, can I get one ticket to Soria, please?
Sure, no problem. And is it one adult for yourself?
Yeah, please.
Yes, it'll be €15.
Great.
Yeah, so the exhibition is just straight in here over in the corner.
Fantastic. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Of the steady stream of people coming to visit the Soria exhibition at the National Gallery, most will be thinking about the Spanish Impressionists' paintings of beaches, gardens and landscapes.
White has long represented purity, but here, Soria uses it to demonstrate his bravura in capturing light at its purest.
But few will be thinking about the work that goes on behind the scenes to put on an exhibition.
My name is Brendan Rooney. I'm head curator at the National Gallery of Ireland.
It all begins with an idea.
Those ideas are generated in-house, but we also have approaches from people outside, experts outside, people with interest in particular areas or artists who come to us and pitch ideas, essentially. And then the process begins in-house.
Making it a reality falls on the door of Kim Smith, head of exhibitions and collection services at the National Gallery.
Well, we start about a year in advance for big exhibitions. The curator comes up first with the concept, and then we take over here in the exhibitions team and start with all the arrangements. Then we start sending out letters asking owners of paintings whether they are willing to lend their precious paintings to us. Sometimes we get a lot of yeses, and sometimes people decline, and we either try to negotiate or we ask for different paintings. And then really we work with the owners on contracts and insurance of the artworks, and much closer to the time on transport.
The bulk of an exhibition's budget is taken up by transport.
There are specific fine art transport companies who ship art all around the world. Fine art shippers that know exactly how to handle artworks. They're not your general kind of guys in a van. We also send a staff member with our own artworks when they travel. So that could be either a very lovely, glamorous trip to New York, or it could be a truck trip to Naples for about 4 days.
Mary McCarthy is the director of the Crawford Art Gallery in Cork.
It is a place where commerce has always sat easily with it because it was a former customs house. So indeed, it started its life as a place where business was being done.
Exhibitions are a vital source of income for artists. Well, the living ones anyway.
Artists for me are very entrepreneurial. Some artists are definitely better financially than a lot of people who operate financially. They're so resourceful, like they have to be, because in a way, an artist is deciding how to value their time and their work every day. So I think they sit quite easily. There's an unfortunate divide sometimes put up by both of us, by us in the cultural sector and by sometimes the business sector. And sometimes we probably use our own jargon a little too much, like a professional language that isolates each other.
This is a beautiful Georgian building, very old one. From what I know, it's 200 years old.
For smaller galleries, like Inspire Gallery on Lower Gardiner Street in North Inner City Dublin, they make their money from renting the space for exhibitions, but also for business events. It's owned by Sofia Monica Svatek.
But I think for this kind of business, it's important to combine things. So, like, apart from exhibitions, we have a variety of different workshops. We have people coming and just hiring space for other events, not necessarily art-related. So I think it's important to combine these things and make this space available to people. And because of that, the word spreads.
The gallery sits just beside a bridge for the Dart.
And we have this amazing bridge here. I love it. I love the look of it and those little ornaments.
And so you hear the Dart going by,
yes,
regularly.
Believe or not, the walls are shaking when the Dart is passing by. Yeah.
Does that cause any problems for the art?
Oh, no, a little bit with electricity, but in
back in the National Gallery with Kim Smith, I suggested she must be great at hanging up things at home.
No, I'm not actually. It's like that classic thing where you're very good at things in work and you're sloppy at home. No, I have a lot of lovely prints under my bed that need to be framed and hung. So unfortunately, that's not the case.
Liam Geraghty reporting there.